invite you to find a position that feels good in your body, one that you can comfortably hold for the next 10 minutes. Maybe that's sitting in a chair today, or sitting cross-legged on your mat, or laying down. Once you've arrived, I invite you to close the eyes or soften your gaze. Begin to notice your breath today. Feeling the rhythmic flow. Your inhales and exhales. Begin to drop your shoulders down and back, opening through your chest, lengthening the crown of your head toward the sky. Continuing to stay connected to your breath, making an effort to deepen on the inhale, feeling the breaths begin in the belly, moving up your body. And on the exhale, gently flowing out of your body. Noticing that there is no other place for your mind to be other than right here, right now. Continuing to relax any tension in your body. The focus of today's practice is diving deeper into habitual health and what habitual health means. A habit, a routine or practice performed regularly, an automatic response to a specific situation. The habits we have in our life are part of our identity. Over time, they bring us closer or farther away from the life we want. They are the foundation of getting the results you want in your life. If your goal is to exercise every day, lose weight, lower blood pressure, improve your metabolic health, have better balance, or lengthen your health span, it all drills down to your everyday behavior. Your habits. Habitual health is designed to make mindfulness, nutritional awareness, and movement part of your routine. It provides you with a system to take action in your daily life to improve your health, grounded in science. We do not meditate because it sounds like a good idea. It's because it has been proven to be as effective to improving your mental health as drugs. We do not exercise this way because it looks cool. We do it because it is proven to make us more flexible and strong. The foods you are encouraged to eat are proven to lead to optimal metabolic health and insulin management. In this program, you are cultivating a sense of discipline. By checking off your habits in your journal, you are being honest with yourself, with where your pitfalls are, and showing up to do your best. You are doing the hard work of building self-awareness. Recording your weight and observing how it is impacted by your habits can help you lose weight. Just like with everything else that you are trying to change or improve, when you observe trends, you can see where your actions are helping or hindering you. You can know that you must consume less in order to lose weight, or extend a fast, or maybe swap out some higher nutrient-dense foods. You can also see that it is easier to stay at a certain number with your weight or lose more weight by swapping out certain foods. For myself, I tend to monitor my weight for aesthetics. For my job and aesthetics reasons, I tend to maintain a lower weight. This is not easy. Through tracking my consumption, I am able to figure out what works best for my body. Every day, we make an effort to be mindful about eating whole foods. Some days are not perfect, but we take notice and we keep trying. Ask yourself, who am I? To take control of your habits and change them, you are forced to reframe your processes and identity. You are a yogi. You are an active person. You are a health-conscious person. You are growth-oriented. You are a mindful person. You have become all of these things because you have dedicated your time and energy to being them. No one can give that to you. It's a gift you had to choose to give yourself, an agreement you had to make that you wanted more for yourself and that you wanted to be these things. I invite you to reflect on where you are with your habits and how you have progressed toward or away from your goals since starting your habitual health practice. Where do you see yourself putting more effort? What do you think might need to change with the beliefs you hold about yourself or the systems you have set up? Continue to notice your breath, the ebb and flow as it moves in and out of your body. Just allowing yourself to sit in the self-awareness that you are cultivating. I'm going to guide you through three rounds of 4, 7, 8 breath. You will inhale to a count of 4, hold to a count of 7, and exhale to a count of 8. Prepare with a deep breath in and exhale, let it go. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Drink in a deep breath and let it go. Behavior change isn't easy. Being consistent with new habits isn't easy. Showing up for your health every day is not easy. I invite you to take a moment to notice the effort that you are making to work toward these goals that you have. Whatever your goals are, feeling connected, feeling inspired to take action. I invite you to bring gentle movement into the fingers and the toes. And when you're ready, open the eyes. I invite you to notice how you feel right now compared to when you first started your practice.